over 300 yards, the running touchdown, the two passing touchdowns, and the pick. I know you had to look at the film, but what are your initial impressions on how you did tonight?
Oh, I think we did a good job as an offense. I think we moved the football, and a lot of good decisions, a lot of good plays made, a lot of third down conversions in big moments, a lot of crucial drives where we had to turn the clock and come away with points. And I was proud of the way our offense played today. It wasn't perfect. There were a couple mistakes, but all in all, did a lot of good things.
Kirk, Jay said while you may not be a prototypical read option quarterback, you've become quite effective at it. What do you like about the play, and kind of talk about your growth with it, I would say?
It's always been there because, you know, I would credit going back to my rookie year, you know, with Robert here, we did it a lot. And it's always going to be a part of our offense because it does give defenses something to think about. And Kyle told me when he left, he said, you know, I've learned after working with Robert that this is a really valuable play no matter who the quarterback is, and I'll always carry it with me. And so, you know, when Jay arrived, we kept it and valued it. And as I started playing, you know, it can still be a great play. And you just got to pick your spots, be smart with it, call it at the right times, and read it correctly. And then usually you can get some yards.
Kirk, I know you're still enjoying this win, but next week you guys have to turn around prime time against a division opponent. They got you guys the opening week of the season. How important is it to get that game just for the division race purposes? You guys are the two top teams in that division in terms of standings right now.
It's a great opportunity, and it'll be a very charged atmosphere. It'll be a tough environment, very good football team, and I think that's why you play in the NFL, is for games like this coming up, to play against a really good team at their place and have a chance to, you know, put yourself in the hunt for the division and in the NFC. And, you know, we got to measure ourselves against really good football teams, and the Eagles certainly are one. So we'll look forward to that challenge.
Kirk, of course, the touchdown run at the end was big, but you had another run that converted, I think, around 20 yards, yet you chose not to slide at the end.
Yeah.
Is the coach giving you grief, or is that how much you wanted to win that you're just trying to play for every yard? Or
No, I wasn't just trying to be a hero. I just got caught. You know, I felt like Jimmy Ward broke down, and I was like, if I slide, he could still pop me. You know, and so I probably should have slid feet first or head first and just gotten down. And not only that, but he was able to put his helmet on the football, which, as always, can cause a fumble. So we'll go back and make the point that, hey, you know, get down there, slide. Trent Williams reminded me I need to slide. And it was kind of funny because Trent said, hey, man, you know, you got to get down, protect yourself. That's a valuable arm. You know, don't get that hit. And Spencer and Brandon Sheriff go, we kind of liked it, you know. So they said that, but they understood. So I do need to slide, you know, absolutely.
Kirk, Doxson caught that first touchdown pass, and then there were times later in the game where you guys were in the red zone and he wasn't in the game at all. Do you have a sense of what his role will be going forward, and how would you evaluate how he's played over the past couple weeks?
He's done a great job, and he's going to continue to get better. And we've only scratched the surface with what Josh is going to be able to do for us. And, you know, I don't handle the substitutions or the personnel or who goes in when. You know, I just execute the plays that are called and with whoever is in there. But, no, Josh is doing a really good job, and he's going to continue to get better and show up more and more for us in this offense.
Hey, Kurt, looks like Ryan Grant had a pretty good game in the second half.
He did.
How do you feel about the development of Ryan Grant so far this season?
Well, he's came to the forefront because, you know, we need him to. You know, we need a guy like him to step up, and he has. And there are times I keep watching the film, and I'll go back and feel like he could have caught two or three more passes. But, you know, I didn't do a good job getting him the football. And so I was glad today on a third down over the middle and on a third down in the high red zone that we did get him the football because he proved us right. And that pass interference at the end was also big. So we got to continue to give him opportunities. He you know, has all the tools, and now in his fourth year, there's a lot of confidence and experience there, so he's going to keep getting better as well.
Kirk, at what point did you know that Trent Williams was going to play today, and then could you speak to the value he represented to you and the offense?
I wasn't really sure until warm-ups, and even then I felt like you know, if it's fragile enough where he could be out quickly if he's not feeling good, you never really know. So you prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and you know, Trent did a great job playing through his injury and holding up. I mean, I'm a little spoiled having him as the left tackle, and you know, when he's in there, it makes a big difference.
Kirk, did you have any sense when you were on the field that Kyle had given his team, like, the book on you, certain things that he knows about you? Did you ever have any sense of that at all?
I didn't. I was aware of that possibility. This offense has evolved, and a lot of nuances have changed through the years where, you know, I think it'd be harder for him to know a lot of our X's and O's or how we do things or how I'm coached after this many years have passed. but, you know, he certainly knows what quarterbacks need to do and not do, and I'm sure he got them prepared as well as he could, and ultimately they just have to go and play. And we felt that against the Rams as well, and you know, you just have to go and play and execute. But, you know, Kyle knows me well, and I guess he wouldn't believe in me too much if he felt like he could just tell him something and then I was no longer effective. So, you know, I think of that too.
Kirk, I'm curious just the conversations between you and a guy like Terrell as you continue to find your rhythm. You have some early completions, then you have the overthrow on the fake smoke and go. And then you compare that to, say, the comfort level you have with a guy like Ryan, who you've been with for years. So what are the conversations like as you continue to try to build that rhythm and rapport with a guy who's still only been here for a couple of weeks?
This is why we say, you know, attention to detail and fundamentals and all that. I mean, the ball just landed, I don't know, a yard or two out of bounds. And if the ball is kept in bounds, I think Terrell did have a step on the DB and maybe he catches a touchdown there. And we're talking about how, you know, he had an amazing game and did a lot of good things. It's the margin for error is so small. And so I told him on the sidelines as the defense on the field there at the last 30 seconds that, you know, if we could have left that ball in bounds, he'd probably score there. And he did a good job. And, you know, those are the things that people don't see, is the ball just fell a yard or two out of bounds. And it changes the stat line or the perception of how Terrell is playing or how much he's getting fed the football. But, no, he's doing good things for us, and, you know, that play is another example of it.
Last one.
Kirk, back here, Jay said that it's a good sign when you don't feel great after a win, and it might be a sign that maybe this offense is turning the corner a little bit. Where do you think that this unit is?
Well, I think what he's pointing to is holding ourselves to a high standard and expecting, you know, great performances week in and week out. And, yeah, it is a good thing when you have high expectations, but I feel pretty good. You know, I think we did a good job, and I did believe that 49er team was, you know, 11 points away from being 4-1, and arguably could be 5-1. You know, I mean, they're a really good football team, and they just haven't found a way to win a game. But, you know, they're an NFL football team, so knew it wasn't going to be easy, and just proud of the way we found a way to win.